You're listening to Stand Tall and Own It, the podcast for high-performing female leaders who are ready to make an impact by discovering the safety that comes from understanding their own value and exercising their own authority. I'm your host, Andrea Johnson, and I'm here to tell you it is time to just truly be you, my strong friend. It's time to stand tall and own it. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Stand Tall and Own It. I am your host, Andrea Johnson, and I don't often scroll through social media. Lately, I've been doing it at night, just kind of as a way to wind down, you know? But I was scrolling through over the weekend, looking at stuff, and I came across on Facebook, you know, people post these big questions and then they just want a lot of engagement. And the question was basically, what is the one thing you would tell your younger self? You know, and people ask this kind of question all the time, but I think she might have even phrased it in the way of like 20 years ago, what would you have said to yourself? Or what do you wish you had known 20 years ago? And it was not even a split second before I found myself typing with my big thumbs saying, I would tell myself, Andrea, you have permission to make your own choices, to make your own decisions, and to do whatever you need to do. And even just saying that out loud here, my throat starts to close up. And y'all, that's just like my own personal anxiety trigger. That's what I know. Like, I can tell something's happening there. But if I had known 20 years ago that I had the authority to make any decisions I needed to make, wow, how different my life would be. Not because I didn't make decisions, not because I always rely on someone else to give me permission. But here's the deal. It is a huge hurdle for us to overcome. My clients are, almost every client that I have worked with and talked to, we have had the conversation, once we get into it a little while, we've had the conversation of, do you need permission to actually do you, to actually ask for what you need, to actually make the choices you want to make or move forward in your career? Do you need somebody to help you with that? Because almost all of us are trying, I mean, if you're not doing this, kudos. There are a few of you out there that are not trying to do this, but most of us are always trying to fit into whatever mold society tells us we need to in order to fill in the blank, in order to succeed, to be popular, or to be accepted, to be a role model, to be good, to be admired, to be wise, you name it. There is a mold that society says, if that's what you want, you fit into this one, right? So it's really not a surprise that it's something that I'm still learning daily, that I'm still being reminded of daily. I guess it was last summer I was talking to my coach and I wanted to use the word permission in some of my marketing language. And she said, are you sure? I said, well, why not, right? It's like, you have permission to do this thing. You have permission to be you. And she's like, yeah, I think that's actually a higher level kind of coachy term that people don't realize they need permission, right? So there's like all these layers underneath that people need to have in place first before they realize the main thing they're trying to give themselves is permission. And I started thinking about it and I thought, oh my goodness, she's right. Do you understand who you are, right? So I work with people on core values and I work with people on their disc wiring. And then we dive into all the other kinds of things that we need to learn about ourselves. But do my clients or do you understand who you are? Do you understand what you need and don't need? Because if you don't, then how are you going to give yourself permission, right? But more importantly, it's that awareness piece of understanding your ABCs. Do you know what your assumptions, beliefs, and conditioning are in any given area, especially the one you're trying to make a decision in or move forward in? And the basics of Stand Tall and Own It are all about this having awareness. And when you understand the idea of being willing to stand tall, I mean, I think it's the Japanese culture that has this phrase or this kind of idiom that says, the tallest blade of grass is the one that gets cut first. So a lot of times we don't want to do that. So this is another mold in society that we fit into. But here's the thing. No one on this planet ever is going to give you permission. They're just not. For several reasons, that include things like that might spoil their agenda. It might mean that they don't get ahead. It might mean that you get ahead of them. But the bottom line, the only reason nobody's ever going to give you permission to be you, to do what you need to do, to ask for what you need, to set your boundaries, whatever it is you're working on, is because they do not have the authority to do so. I'm going to say that again. No one is ever going to give you permission for anything because they don't have the authority to do so. Now, of course, we're talking in the realm of personal growth and leadership. We're not talking about a school monitor or, you know, somebody at your job or your boss. All of it involves critical thinking and authenticity. And once you know what those things are and you're willing to stand in those things, you will find that you have the authority that you didn't realize you had. And then when you realize you have the authority to actually make those decisions and move in those directions, then you will be able to give yourself permission. One of the things I posted 2 weeks ago, I think, and it seems to be a graphic that people like on social media, and it was this circle with core values as a triangle in the middle and these three things around it. And it basically said core values give you the confidence to lead, the conviction to lead, and the authority to lead. Now, who is the first person that we lead? The first person we lead is ourselves every single time. But we as women seem to be stuck in this idea that we can't just do it. I mean, every time I see the Nike phrase, just do it, I think, it's easy for you. That's easy for you to say. Just do it, Andrea. Well, there are plenty of things I can just do. I can just sing. I can just get up in front of people. I can just go take a walk. There's a lot of things I can just do. I can teach a Bible passage. There's a lot of things I can do, but the part of that is that I've got skill sets that I've developed. But I think when we start looking at where this can't just do shows up in our lives, it shows up in whether or not we apply for a job. It shows up in whether or not we ask for a raise. It shows up in whether or not we think we can make it on our own, you know, without a spouse, or whether or not we can be the person that we really believe we are. And I see a lot of women moving from one career to the next, like completely shifting at 45 and 50 because we've done these things for so long that were the mold that we were trying to fit into. And now women hit this place where they realize at 45 or 50 or 55, I even was working with a lady yesterday who is retired and she's got a whole new business. She's doing it the right way, and I'm so excited. She said, well, I'm going to be the oldest person in the room. I said, stop it. What you have is the experience. You have now given yourself permission to just do the new thing that you want to do. And as women, as we age, we gain that awareness. But if you haven't gained that awareness of where your authority comes from, this is where the ABCs and the core value work is so important. For me, I know what my core values are, and you'd think that with a top core value of personal freedom that I would have no problem giving myself permission. The reality is, for me, it comes down to awareness, which is my ABCs. And I did a whole podcast on this a while back, but it's one of the things that that I just need to be cognizant of is what are my, and if you don't remember or you're new here, ABCs are my assumptions, beliefs, and conditioning. So I need to know what kind of assumptions I'm going into this with. I was listening to a podcast today and he was talking about how he met with a therapist and before they, you know, like a week-long thing or a three-day thing, and before they started, they took a piece of paper and divided it into four quadrants and talked about what they would do and what they wouldn't do and who they are and who they're not. And part of that was just to set the expectations. As a parent, I've learned long ago, it's really important to set the expectations. But another word for expectation is assumptions. And a lot of times we don't realize the kind of assumptions we have going on in our heads. We assume that someone, let's go back to the job, looking for a new job kind of question, or a job that is above us, right? Women think that technically and statistically, women think that we have to be 100% qualified to apply for a job, whereas men statistically think they only have to be 65% qualified for the job, right? So I'm assuming that I need to be 100% qualified. I'm assuming they won't look at me if I don't have an MBA on my resume. I'm assuming that somebody else is going to be better at that than me, or that somebody else is going to wow them more than me. Or it could be my beliefs, right? I could believe that I have to have an MBA before I can apply for that job. I could believe that I don't have the experience that it takes to do project management, even though I've been doing project management in my other job forever. I can believe that I'm not worthy of getting a pay raise of 20%, and so I don't ask for it. On this podcast, I've even said, I look back now at some things that I said early on, and I think, oh, but I don't erase any of it. Like other podcasters out there, I want any of my listeners that go back and listen, I want you to see the evolution of who I am and how I have grown and how it went from intentional optimists, unconventional leaders into Stand Tall and Own It, based on all the things I was learning, not just in my business and in my life, but even through the podcast. And there are some things that I've said I would not say now. I just was like, oh, Andrea, you were so unaware in the moment. Why did you say that? But I did, because the awareness I had was the awareness I had. And recently, I even said that there were things I would not talk about on this podcast. And I think one of them was politics. And if you go back and listen, you'll probably hear some nervous laughter, because the reality is I was not giving myself permission to talk about politics on this podcast. It's not a podcast about politics. I find politics drudgery and, you know, just deflating. So I'm not going to talk. I'm not talking. I give myself permission to not talk about it today, but maybe someday I will. Or maybe I'll get on a different podcast and we'll talk about it, or start a new one and talk about it. But what I had to understand about myself is that I had to learn where I get the authority or where my permission comes from in order to do any of these things. I had to give myself permission to do deconstruction. And I talked about that last week. I don't remember exactly if I said this, but I gave myself permission to completely walk away from my former belief system. I didn't need to. It turns out I didn't need to walk away from my faith system or my faith. I just needed to walk away from a few assumptions and beliefs that I had on top of that. But without giving myself that permission, which I first had to learn I had the authority to do, I would never have been able to do that process. I would still be stuck in all of that cognitive dissonance and that tension. So for me, all of the difference is made in the area of awareness. And I would be very curious to know whether or not it's the same for you. Is it understanding your core values and that you have the authority to lead, or is it in understanding your assumptions, beliefs, and conditioning? Because here's the bottom line. When I know who I am and I remember who I am, when I know what I stand for, my core values, my beliefs, when I know what I need in the areas of relationships, communication, work, decisions, spiritual life, mental awareness or mental health and emotional awareness, when I know what I need there, then that gives me the ability to recognize that I have the authority to make my own choices, to make my own decisions, to have my own personality, thank you very much, to break the rules. I was with a group of ladies today and a bunch of stylists, and one of them said, oh my gosh, just because it's a rule this year doesn't mean you have to follow it next year. And just because it's fashionable this year doesn't mean you can't wear it next year. Break the rules. It's important to know what the rules are in order to know how to actually break them. Or maybe I have to recognize that I have the authority to show them, right? If they said I couldn't, I'm gonna show them. Or the authority to think for myself. When I work with my clients, maybe out of all of them, maybe 20% didn't need some kind of conversation about permission. And it's actually helped for me to do a manual writing down, like the permission slip that I did that I got to go on a field trip, or a permission slip that I had to go down the hall to like go to the office or something when you were a kid, you know, when you think back to these things. And when you look at the different types of permission slips, there's the kind that like the hall pass, like there's a bathroom break or there's an office pass. But the permission slip for going offsite to a on a field trip, like to the zoo or something like that, was a lot more detailed, and it had a lot of caveats in it and had a lot of disclaimers in it. And here's the deal. You get to make your own permission slip, right? You get to say where the lines are drawn. You get to make your own boundaries and say, this is what I want to give myself permission for. But almost to a person, every single one of them has needed to borrow my authority for just a few minutes. Maybe it was from one coaching session to the next, but it was really easy for me to say, I give you permission to do this, to do self-care, to apply for that job, whatever it is, to stand up for yourself and set boundaries. But I'm not going, this has an expiration date, this permission slip, because you have to write your own. And to a person, when they took it and wrote their own, quote unquote, sometimes it was physical and sometimes it was just say it out loud, when they wrote their own permission slip, it was amazing how much more growth they got, how much further they went. What do you need a permission slip to do? Do you need it for deconstruction? Do you need a permission slip to think critically? Do you need a permission slip to grow personally? Because without giving yourself permission to do any of these things, you will never change. Maybe you need a permission slip to fail. There's not an entrepreneur on the planet that hasn't given themselves permission to fail. And it's a big deal. Is that your hangup? Maybe it's even failing at the new job, or failing at being a spouse, or failing at being a parent, or failing as an entrepreneur. But my invitation to you this week is very similar to last week. You need to get curious. Come on, get curious with me. What are your ABCs? Is it your ABCs you need to know, or is it your core values? Because your core values are going to give you that conviction and the confidence and the authority that you need, and your ABCs are going to point out to you where you need to give yourself permission. So either way, I got you covered. And if you need, maybe it's just you need to borrow my authority for a minute, shoot me a message on Instagram, email me at Andrea@theintentionaloptimist.com. I am happy to give you a permission slip with an expiration date for you to figure out what you need to do. If you're watching on YouTube, you've seen my sparkly earrings. If you're listening on the podcast, you've heard them jangling. You put things on, you don't realize what they're going to do on the microphone. So I hope it hasn't bothered anybody. But if you're on YouTube, hit subscribe. If you've never actually gone to my YouTube channel, it's in the show notes. You should go. There's other things out there on my YouTube channel besides just this podcast. All of my old interviews with a lot of the women that I had on my podcast, we did special live sessions that we recorded, and they're all there. I have shorts out there, all kinds of stuff. So check out the YouTube channel. But if you need to know your core values, I got a thing for that. If you need to know your ABCs, I can work with you on that. But if you need to borrow my authority for just a minute with an expiration date, I'm happy to give you that too. Let me know. Let's stand tall and own it. Are you one of those people who follows all the rules but still feel like you're getting nowhere? Like your boundaries are constantly under attack and you're busy with all this stuff that just doesn't matter, constantly choosing between what's right for you or what's right for your organization? And with all that self-help information out there, how do you know exactly what's going to work for you to help you overcome this stuff? Well, you can clear the clutter and become the exceptional leader you were meant to be when you know your core values. You see, when you don't, decisions are rough. Processes can be muddy, and boundaries, forget it. But when you do, you live and lead with authenticity and passion. Just imagine feeling clear about your decisions, comfortable in your relationships, and confident in your boundaries. That's what my Uncovering Your Core Values digital course will do for you. You'll reveal your foundational convictions, allowing you to navigate any situation with your identity and authority intact. It's time to make some real impact, my friend. Head over to theintentionaloptimist.com/values or click the link in the show notes and get clarity today.